9 opaque fencing shall be provided along the north, south, and east property lines between the nightly rental residence in question and the adjoining single-family residences. No fencing shall in no way interfere with the visibility of either the applicant's or the neighboring property owner's driveway entrance. The height number 10, the Hyden 260 Lemonwood nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And 11, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a brief video on this property as well. We've of course just done a quick 360 at the front here. And that's all the staff has at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Did you get the last lady that spoke on your record? Okay. Now it's your turn. The blue shirt.
Can you please bring up the video?
Yes. Sorry. Do you want your PowerPoint?
Yes, my PowerPoint,
okay.
Please.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Just wanted to be sure.
Go ahead and go down to number 30, slide 30. It's Airbnb 260 Lemonwood. But as we go through all these slides, these are all the vehicles and the different renters that we've had since June. And they're not family or friends. Okay, again, in their website, they talk about the quiet neighborhood. If you will go to the next slide, please. Go ahead, keep going. Here's another picture of the vehicles, Illinois license plate. Go ahead and go to the next slide, please. You know, boat trailers in the driveway, Missouri registration on the boat. Can you go to the next slide? Oklahoma license plate. Next slide, please. Just, you know, the car is on the grass. Just next slide, please. An Illinois license plate. Next slide, please. And it shows the date of each one of the renters. So these have been rented every weekend. And this is an Illinois license plate. Next slide, please. This is also Illinois license plate and boat. Next slide, please. This is a Colorado license plate and boat. Next slide, please. Can you go towards the end of the presentation, please, where it says Airbnb reviews? Here we have 13 reviews through the website of the renters at these different locations. So these are people from different states, you know, different type of people. You know, we had Middle Easterns that didn't even talk, and they played Hindu music and danced and all on the back porch. We just had all sorts of different types of people, and they're all renters. They're not family or friends. And you know, the Hydens or the Jordans don't even know what type of people are renting. People go on a website, they come down here with no supervision, and do whatever they want. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very, very quick, if I may. Just a couple of things that Dick mentioned in the beginning that I want to impress upon the commission. I doubt that this property is currently in compliance with the fire code, because I doubt that there's sprinklers installed. And the Americans with Disabilities Act requires quote-unquote reasonable accommodations. By that it means ramps, handrails, special parking, lowered bathroom fixtures for quote-unquote places of public accommodation. These nightly rentals are classified as places of public accommodation under the Americans with Disabilities Act. So that would be something that you might consider to add to the staff recommendations, because they're not ADA compliant. And that's just something in addition. And again, another negative score. I don't know I've ever seen scores this low. Maybe you have in a presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just have one question, please, regarding the permitted parking based on the number.
Spit your name out there again for her, please. Okay.
Holly Ryan LaRock. In each of the three presentations you made, you gave a number of people allowed based on the number of bedrooms. Living across from 260 Lemonwood Lane, one of the first weekends when we returned from being away for the winter, we came back in March, there were two large motorcycles that had two people each. Does each of the motorcycles take a parking space?
Bob?
Well, that weekend they had six cars and two big motorcycles and a truck with a trailer. We never saw the boat.
So you're trying to point out there's more people there than it should be.
Absolutely. But the question is a motorcycle a vehicle in your number of vehicles allowed per house?
I don't know.
This last weekend, but weekend before, those two motorbikes that you saw on there.
Can you answer that, Bob?
They came in on the back of a pickup truck. I don't question that. They were small.
I don't know if I know the answer either.
They weren't a nuisance.
I don't know if I know the answer.
I think a parking space is established on so much area. You have to have so much area, and if you could park two motorcycles in the one area, I'm surmising.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Well, and I don't know either, but it was a question we need to think about.
You have to have so many square feet on.
If there's four people on the two motorcycles, that's still putting more people into the more than the rental will allow.
Well, they kept going in and out like ants all weekend, so.
Okay.
Point taken. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, folks, we're done with these. Terry, I'm going to allow you to come up and speak if you need to speak. Okay, I want to give you the opportunity if you want to speak. And I'll give you 2 minutes.
I see a lot of things as good points tonight, and a lot of it's emotion. Off emotion, I think, too. I think one thing is need stricter guidelines, for sure. And for two, the boat dock deal has been an issue, but that's going to be resolved like ASAP if it's not already done now. So I see a lot of other complaints, but just the guidelines, I think. Stricter guidelines would make a big difference.
All right, I've got a question for you on the Dave asked you on the one place.
Yeah.
On the last place here, 260,
uh-huh.
Is that your well? Or is it?
Yeah, no, it's my well.
Okay.
Yeah. Excuse me. No, not
260. I mean, 319 is the one they just showed. Now, 260 is shared with the neighbor that was back here.
Okay.
Yeah.
With her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
That's the well in question, or the property in question
shared,
on the well.
It's shared
okay.
with her, yeah.
And 535 is shared.
I had it on 535.
535 is shared, too.
They're both shared.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But now 319 is independent mine. It's actually with the house.
So you're shared with 260. Okay. I thought I had that. Okay, Terry, are there anything else you want to say?
No, not really. Just, stricter guidelines. Better people makes everything better thing. So.
You said you're going to put in stricter guidelines. Who's going to enforce those guidelines?
Well, I will. Okay. There ain't too many people more stricter than I am. If you want to ask my employees, feel free to call. But I can tell you what I do know now, as far as the trash and the yards and all that stuff, we just need stricter guidelines on the people that come. The best candidate would be is you know, parents that has little children or something like that, that's your best deal, you know, with kids, you know, just family life, not partiers. There's a difference.
Yes, they are.
Partiers cause trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Family people, it's, you know, it's all about family.
Well, family try to get along with family.
Oh, yeah. So.
Sometimes.
Yeah. In this today's world, that's hard.
Yeah.
To, you know.
Other than that, I guess that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You have one lady that wants to speak if you want.
May I ask a question?
Before we go any further, go ahead and stand up. I didn't mean for you to go up and down.
I didn't sign as a speaker. I just have a question.
Folks, this lady here is going to do the finals on this, okay? And I appreciate all of you.
I would like to know.
Give her your name to her, please.
I'm sorry. My name is Diane Unger. My question is, upon whose shoulders does the responsibility fall for guaranteeing the degree of compliancy with whatever your restrictions might be? Without on-site supervision, every time someone would be in one of these rental homes, I don't know how you can guarantee that whoever is in there is compliant with the restrictions that would be enforceable. I don't think it should have to fall upon the neighbors to maintain the compliancy of any of the restrictions, and I just don't know who would be monitoring that if you don't have on-site supervision.
Well, he better be monitoring it.
Well, he's got to be.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, appreciate it. We've went through all of these, so. Our meeting will be August the 18th, regular meeting. They won't.
15th. Yes, 15th.
Am I wrong? That's right. I'm sorry. I looked at the wrong papers. At that time, any of you are welcome to come back. There won't be no comment from the public. We'll do our final vote then. So,
can we submit more letters?
We've got a few.
We've got to. And believe me, folks, we've listened to Terry. We've listened to all of you. And
I need more.
And I feel like that we have given you all plenty of time. We're not trying to rush this through. But I hope you understand from our point, when you've got 20 people up here and you're hearing the same thing over and over, that's where you're going to try to make it a limit to it. But like you two guys in blue, I let you go a lot longer because we want to hear what's going on. We're not trying to shut you off. But when you get as many people in the room as we've had tonight, everybody's got the same opinion. You don't realize it, but you say the same thing as somebody else does. And that's the reason I was trying to hold you all down to a minimum, but all of you got to speak a lot more of it, time-wise. Because we do want to listen to your concerns, we want to listen to Terry's concerns. We're trying to make this good for everybody that's involved. So, appreciate your time, and anybody that don't want to stay for the rest of this, if you can quietly go outside, and if you need to talk or anything, please go on around the corner so it don't interrupt our rest of our night. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you,
John. Uh-huh.
Good seeing you.
Are there anybody here for the Van Leek T1 wireless internet tower?
I believe they are. They're twins or triplets.
Did anybody sign up to speak?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure. They're sitting in the middle.
Right.